This goes to Dr. LaRouche, LaRouche. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Joseph McGillis, M like Mary, C, capital G-I-L-L-I-S. Date of birth 5/27 of 1957. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. McGillis. With diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function, history of right nephrectomy, and hypertension. His last visit was December 1st of 2025. His weight is stable. He did recently see his primary care provider. They were concerned because his microalbumin to creatinine ratio showed abnormality of 97, but the previous ratio was 175 2 years ago, so that actually is an improvement. And the patient is intolerant of lisinopril or ARBs. They cause a high potassium level in this patient, so are not indicated. His primary care provider suggested the use of Farxiga, but his monthly cost was going to be over $100 a month, and he really can't afford that out-of-pocket cost. Although that would be an excellent medication that could help treat the microalbuminuria if it was affordable. It would be a good choice to try. We would want to check a renal panel within a week of starting it to rule out creatinine changes or potassium changes. But currently, it's out of his price range. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He's recently been experiencing some chest pain and has been using his nitroglycerin. He has called his cardiologist's office to get an appointment, Dr. Kropsman, but is waiting for a call for the appointment. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. And urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, zoprolol 10 milligram daily, the nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram. Generally, he's using one a day, but does not require a repeat dose. He's on the Lipitor 80 milligram daily, and was questioning whether that could be lowered and then possibly use fenofibrate with that to help with the triglycerides. But with the cardiac history, most likely Lipitor 80 milligram is a good choice for this patient. And metformin is 500 milligram in the morning and 500 milligram in the afternoon. Physical exam, weight 212 pounds. Pulse is 60. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 80. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 4th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.18, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. He will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, status post-right nephrectomy. 4, recent experience of chest pain, intermittent chest pain. And he will be following with his cardiologist as soon as possible for further evaluation. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.